Hi there. I'm Miss Melissa from My Place with Jesus. I'm so glad you joined me for this story about ants. This story is called
Consider and Be Wise. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Proverbs 6, verse 6. The Bible mentions 9 different kinds of insects. How many of them are you able to think of? Here is the list of insects the Bible refers to. The ant, the bee, the flea, the fly, the gnat, the grasshopper, the hornet, the locust, and the moth. If you are surprised that the spider didn't make the list, then remember spiders are not insects, but arachnids. Arachnids have 2 body parts, while insects have 3. Also, spiders have 8 legs, while insects have only 6. Of the 9 insects the Bible mentions, it instructs us to consider one in particular to gain wisdom. Proverbs 6:6 says, "Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise." I came across a fascinating story. It was about Mr. Royal Dixon, a naturalist, someone who studies plants and animals in nature. Mr. Dixon came across a small, well-weeded rice patch out in the middle of a field. As he looked around, he couldn't find any other crops. He wondered, what kind of farmer would plant his rice patch here? After taking a closer look, Mr. Dixon noticed ants. He noticed a line of ants going back and forth, carrying weeds and grass away from the rice patch. He came to the conclusion that the farmer must be the ants and decided he would observe their activity all the way through until harvest. When harvest time arrived, Mr. Dixon watched this colony of diligent ants and was awed by what he observed. He saw ants stationed at the bottom of each ripened stalk of rice, while others climbed the stalks to cut loose the grain and drop it to the waiting workers below, who carried it home. The ants continued this process until each stalk was fully harvested, and then moved on to the next. It's not a wonder God encourages us to observe the ant. What are your work habits like? Do you have to be told what to do? Or when you see a task, do you diligently work until it's completed? Take a walk into your backyard, in a park, or even on the sidewalk, and find some ants to observe. See what you can learn from them. When I think of ants, I think of 2 verses in the Bible, Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10 and Colossians 3:23. Take a moment to look up these verses and consider the ways of the ants and be wise.
Did this story inspire you to be more diligent? It gave me something to think about. I think that if we were as eager to tell others about Jesus as the ants are to spread the news of where to find food, this world would be a different place. Until next time, take the opportunity to share the good news of God's love.